Good morning. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. Jesus is speaking about that new heavens and new earth that we will enjoy with Him in eternity. But in the next verses, He also describes that in terms of the new creation that is now. Verse 18, he applies it, saying, "Be glad and rejoice." We live in a vale of tears, but we have reason for inner joy and the living hope that Christ has given you by His resurrection from the dead. Jesus is going to bring His new creation, the church of all believers, into that glory where there is no pain, no grief, no crying. For Jesus Himself will wipe away every tear from your eyes. So, should we then allow sin to hold us down in frustration and discouragement and moodiness? The Christ who conquered sin and death is living to provide, to protect, to bring you into that indescribable glory with Him. His new creation is rejoicing instead of weeping. But you say, what about tragedy and death? They can take our joy away, chill us with their cold, frigid hands. Infant mortality is an especially trying affliction. Torments parents. Was it something I did? Will it strike again? But verse 20 declares, no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. The open tomb of Christ has not merely conquered death in the future. It's conquered death now. John chapter 5, he who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has, Jesus promises, everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. The child of Zion doesn't die, but joins Jesus in perfected glory. His new creation is living instead of dying. Verses 21 to 23 refer to another heartfelt pain in this sin-cursed world. You set out from school here to start a career, a life, build some security, and for upteen reasons, it collapses. You start a family and take joy in training them in godly faith, but they rebel. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And yet, the Lord reminds you that when by faith you are doing those labors for the Lord, your labor is never in vain. They remain a sweet-smelling savor to Him. And you have laid a foundation that is continually calling any prodigal back home. His new creation finds satisfaction, not frustration. Too often we think, God's not answering me, and we are so quick to complain. But looking up to Jesus, bearing the sin of the world on that cursed cross of Calvary, we are seeing the living proof that the Father has already given you every good thing. For if the Father spared not His own Son, will He not certainly give us every good thing? The Apostle Paul rejoices. Yes, he writes again, in Christ we have been given already more than we could ever imagine. And so verse 24 picks up with that same thought, revealing that in Christ it will no longer seem that God is not answering you. His new creation is hearing Him, not complaining. Verse 25, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox. When, you might well ask, do such mortal enemies dwell together in contented peace? When? When we are in Christ. Covered with His love, we learn forgiveness instead of fighting. Covered with His love, we learn to serve instead of demanding to be served. Covered with His love, we cut off our fangs to dwell in peace. His new creation shares peace, not contention. And yet, these verses are demonstrating that there is no new creation of the heavens and earth in eternity for you if we are outside of God's new creation in Christ while it is called today. A yes to the new heavens and new earth is a yes to living as a new creation in Christ now. Yes, now His new creation does indeed lurch and stagger under the fears and attacks of our flesh. Satan will raise up every breaking wave of frustration, every breaking wave of contention that he can to turn our focus away from Christ. But remember, that breaking wave cannot knock you down if you are on top of it. And in Christ, you are on top of the cresting wave of God's purpose, which will break on that shore destined to be your everlasting and delightful home. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 471, stanzas 1 and 4.